Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, July the 10th, 2026. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. And phone lines are open here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly some interesting conversations we're having this morning. And I think worthwhile conversations. So, Matt, what's coming up tonight at 10 o'clock on your show, back in the studio, another normal Friday?
Yes, tonight I'm going to be joined by Adam Lee, and he is going to, I decided I was going to, I didn't read very much of the Declaration of Independence at the event in which we released the balloons, so I figured I'd read, you know, the thing in its entirety. I can't figure it'd take all that long. And then, we will, me and Adam will discuss, and then, you know, beyond that, probably just politics.
Well, I hope that balloon shows back up soon.
I had a dream that the balloon showed up.
People love the balloons. Everybody's watching the balloons, want them to show back up, and we hope we see them sometime soon. Now, Graham Plattner exits the race in Maine, the Senate race yesterday, kind of angrily. This came after a lot of accusations about him. But the last one, he was accused of sexual assault. He said, don't take this as that being accurate, that I'm saying that this is correct. But what do you make of Graham Plattner getting out? Now the Democrats will be able to choose who they want to run in Maine, and will this give them a greater chance of winning in Maine?
Well, I think that's probably a good idea. I don't think that there's certainly, I don't know. I don't think Graham Plattner was, I mean, he might have been an all right candidate prior to the whole allegations, but I think after the allegations, I mean, I don't know. Even on top of the because even without the allegations, he had the whole I don't know if he had at one point like neo-Nazi tattoos or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he also had made you know, not great remarks. But, you know, I don't know. I think that that he probably should have got out of the race at that point.
Now, you know, I am not a Graham Plattner person. As a matter of fact, I don't know a whole lot about Graham Plattner. But I don't understand why parties are getting involved. And then he sort of mentioned that himself, that he was thrown out by the party. I don't know why they just don't let the voters decide. And the same thing's going on right now with Mitch McConnell. Apparently, we don't know if he's dead or alive, but he's been in the hospital, I think, since June the 14th, and people want him to go if he can't show that he's alive. He's retiring at the end of the year. The end of the year is not that far off.
If he can't show he's alive. Well, I mean, I think
the man is alive.
Yeah.
First of all,
I mean, yes. I mean, I think the governor of Kentucky said that he had a phone call with him. I mean, you know, you can't talk if you're brain dead.
Well, now I have to go back on that. The governor did not. Bashir is the governor. Bashir says he hasn't talked to him, but people on television have said they have talked to him. People in Kentucky, some of his constituents, have said they've talked to him.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, nonetheless, I guess talking to him's talking to him. I mean, you can't talk if you're brain dead. I don't think he's brain dead. I mean, he might, you know, not be doing well, but he's certainly not brain dead.
No, but I do not understand. If these people are elected to office, why? Whose right is it to tell them to leave? If they die or decide to resign, they'll be out.
I guess, yeah. Well, I mean, this he's going to vacate if you're dead. And I don't think he's going to resign. There's not really a point. He's got, like, you know, less than half a year.
So I don't understand it. I really don't. Does anybody get this? 740-383-9944. I don't think anybody should be told to go. If you got the votes and you got elected, stay in. I mean, unless you want to go. If you want to go, then resign. You have that right.
I don't know. I think that, I mean, I don't think it's a terrible idea for him to resign, but, you know, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's his decision. I think if he can't do the job, then he should probably go.
Well, I'm guessing the reason this is turning into such a big deal is because in Kentucky, the governor is Beshear, and Beshear is a Democrat. So if McConnell would resign, I'm guessing Beshear would not appoint somebody to that seat, McConnell's seat, who was a Republican, which I don't think he would have to.
I mean, fair enough, I guess, but, I mean, I don't know. I mean, do we know anything about how he's doing?
No, but I don't know that anybody's medical record should be made public.
Well, I don't think we need the medical record. I mean, you know, if we got a video of him saying that he's doing okay, I mean, obviously he's not brain dead. Obviously he can talk. Obviously he can put together coherent sentences. I think that'd do him a world of good.
Well, eventually there's going to be a point. And I don't think we've reached that point yet, but I mean, he's been in the hospital almost a month now, where people are going to start having a lot of questions about this. Does anybody have any feeling on this? Should you be told to go? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything on your mind. You know, there's a new thing, apparently, out called quiet cracking, where people they don't do it publicly, and it's happening privately and over time, but that people are cracking on the inside, that they're falling apart, but you don't really know it because they're doing it in silence. You think that's true?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, people seem to be doing okay.
Well, that's the whole point. They seem to be doing okay, but on the inside, they're quietly cracking.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think that, I mean, maybe, I suppose, but I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't see why.
Oh, I absolutely believe this.
Why?
Because I do think that people internally are going through things that they're not necessarily telling you about.
Well, yeah, sure, I could get behind that concept.
Yeah, and I think that they are getting fed up as time goes along. Now, I'm not saying they're ever going to get to a breaking point. They might not. But behind the scenes, which is basically what this is saying, is they're not feeling as great as they're telling you they're feeling, and they're not doing as great as they might try to show you that they're doing, but that they are, you know, falling apart.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, when you ask somebody how they're doing, I mean, you know, you're never expecting somebody to be like, oh, well, I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown. You know, I don't know.
Right, but that's why you're asking.
You always say, how you doing? And then, I don't know. The answer you always expect, and the answer you 999 out of 100 times, you know, you get, doing good.
Right, but that's kind of the whole point here. As you know, 9 out of 10 people cannot be doing good.
Why not?
Because they're not.
Well, I mean,
because you ask them something they want to talk about, or you finally get on to the subject that upsets them, and they just blow. They just start screaming and yelling and this and that and the other. Go ahead, caller.
There's an old saying, be careful what you ask. They just might tell you.
That's right. Do you think most people are honest when they say they're doing fine?
I think, again, most people are just giving you a quick answer because they don't either, you know, some of us are open in our worlds, some of us are more guarded. Like I said, I think there's all of us that I've known people that ask that question of people, and I know that they sincerely mean it. And it wouldn't matter if they later told me, like, oh, my gosh, I thought that woman would never shut up. But she would have said that, and that is critical. But she would have also said, you know, I just, her story and this and that, and it just touched my heart. You know, so some people really do. I don't think most of us do.
No, but do you think it's 9 out of 10? Do you think 9 out of 10 people really are okay when they tell you they're okay?
No, nobody's okay today. Really? Are you okay?
Yeah, right now I'm fine.
Huh? I don't believe you.
Well, there we go. Matt, are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm doing all right.
You believe Matt?
No.
Okay.
I believe him to a level. I don't know either one of you enough to make that kind of judgment. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not digging in. I pray that you both all have good things, and if you are going through any hardships or anything, that God's walking with you and informs your decisions. But, I mean, and do I care on that level? Yeah, I do. I have a friendship with you. I've gained a friendship with you. So as I gain friendships with people, I've listened to you over a period of time. I see people's hearts. I listen to their words. I see if the words and the heart match in my opinion. And then I get closer to people, or I allow people in closer into my circle. So to answer your question is, if I, you know, ask you something like that, and do, or if you ask me that question, how close I've let you into my circle is going to be how, what kind of answer I give you.
Well, it's interesting, because there's somebody who I know who I genuinely care how they are. So I will ask them how they are. And there became a point where me not believing them became a problem. And you know, maybe I was right some of the time, maybe I was wrong. I don't know, because I'm not around that person enough. But I have come to the conclusion in the last couple months, you know, eventually you get to this point where you say, whatever they say, I'm going to believe. Because it doesn't really matter, because they're not going to give me any more information anyway, and me doubting them is not getting anywhere. So whatever they say, I'm going to believe. And if they ever want to tell me if they're not okay, that's okay too.
Well, I guess it would be, again, we're all different, so if they give you an answer and your instinct is that they're not being truthful with you, then you have to internalize, is that untruthfulness, are they lying to you, and are you going to look at it as this person's lying to me, or is this person just not trying to share their crap with you? You see what I'm saying?
Well,
if somebody lies to me, I take that personally. I'm one of those people that if you ask me a question, I'm going to give you one of two answers. I'm either going to tell you it's none of your damn business, or I'm going to give you an answer, and you can take that answer to the bank.
Well, you know what?
I know not everybody's like that.
No, but I know this person's a good person. I know they're not intentionally doing it. And I think they just want to play it close to the vest, and they, you know, that's their choice.
So you said the word, though, there, right there. It's about the intent. I don't think there's cookie cutter anything in the world today of how we deal with each other or how we deal with each other's interactions or words. I think we have to really, you know, to me it's always a chemistry, or it's a, you know, it's a formula of, like I said, how much I know you, how close you are to me. And I think we all have to really take people's answers. Today, in my opinion, everybody is so literal in people's words, and they don't listen to the concept. They get stuck on words, and then they hear you say some word that they don't like, and then they've got to respond. They got to react to that, and they got to do it before they forget. And I'm the same way. That's why I interrupt people. That's why they interrupt people, because I'm going to forget what I'm going to say. But I tell people, if you'll let me finish, you know, maybe I'll cover some of these questions you got, and I have to learn that too.
Yeah, well, and I think life's a learning experience, so hopefully we learn as we go along.
So let me ask you something.
All right, go ahead.
Do you think I talk condescending like to you?
No.
Have I ever made a statement that just pops out to your head or anything that, you know, that sounded condescending?
No, not to my knowledge.
Have you ever seen me in city council talk about or talk to somebody in a condescending tone? This is a trick question.
Well, no, because you know what? Let me tell you something. There, one of the phrases, one of my pet peeves, is when somebody will say, I don't like your tone of voice. It's not even what you're saying, it's your tone. And I have never understood that to this day. Because my tone to you and my tone to that person can be completely different. And again, I think that's more on you than it is on me. But I've never thought I've been condescended to. Honestly, if I sat here right now and said, has anybody ever been condescending to me? I couldn't come up with the name of a person, and that's why I'm not even sure that condescension is a real thing. Because I think you have to feel that somebody's condescending to you for it to happen, and I've just never felt that way.
And the reason I asked if you ever had seen me speak to anybody in council or anybody in a condescending tone, because I know I have. And I've done it on purpose. I speak very purposefully. I have talked condescending. I'm not trying to attack Mr. Clark or whoever it may have been at the time, because I'm sure there's been others. But we'll just go with the most recent one, was with Mr. Clark. And I get that way because I think he speaks very condescendingly to the people, and to the people he is there to serve. And it really pisses me off. And I have to be real, real careful, because as much as I hate a bully, I've been bullied. I'm real good at bullying. So I'm one of those people that I've tried to be in a place in my life now that I don't, that's not who I am. It's not that that's not who I ever was, but, and as I tell people, sometimes with me, all I need to know is what game we're playing, because I've got it in my toolbox, and I'll pull it out of the toolbox, and we can put that hat on, So, I don't know, man, I think sometimes, I don't understand what Danny Clark's issue is. I mean, other than, and let's just be honest, I'm sure people that, when I'm up there talking sometimes, I'm sure people are like, oh my gosh, I wish this guy would shut up. I'm sure people are saying that right now. But I'm all about free speech. So I do that in city council. I know there's people that get up and speak, and I'm like, oh my God, this will never end, or I'm making little snide remarks or whatever, the peanut gallery. But, you got to take the good with the bad. It just, for me, and as I said earlier, Mr. Pollack had a season, we'll say, that he, in my opinion, was talking with a tone. And I think Danny does that. I think Twyla very much has that demeanor, that countenance, that tone. She can get there, but now she's on the other side of it, and man, seems like she's humbled herself a lot. And you know what? Like I said, the grass is always greener, and sometimes you get over there and you got a bunch of humble pie over there,
It could be. It could be, and I think, it will be what it'll be, and a lot of it maybe is just personality.
Right. Well, we're always going to have odd personalities, but to me, what's great about it is diversity is bringing everybody together and letting, you have a unique skill set. Matt has a unique, Matt is super, you're super intelligent, I think. Matt is like, super, super intelligent. And don't get his head all blown up, but we all have our skill sets, and if we would, like with the mayor, if he would surround himself with better people, I think he's got some good people up there. He's got Rob Cowell. He's got a few people up there that are, good to be on his team. But you don't want yes people around you. You want people that actually solving problems, and sometimes you're not going to find that person within your own party. And we just got to get the job done. It's not about keeping the, we got to keep it all in the same party and all that, because as much as I harp on my independent voting and all that, and I say that because I do vote for Republicans. I voted for Jason Schauber. I lean against at least the Republicans in this town because they seem like a bunch of quitters. So I'm not big on quitting. You know, I'm like, if you're going to start something, finish it. Just something you were talking earlier about was Mitch McConnell, and I think the public deserves. I think there should be a law, ordinance, or how do they do that? That if any public servant gets to a point where they've surpassed 60% or some number that, you know, they come up with, that they haven't been serving the people for 1 year, then you got to start the process, you know?
Well, and there is a process, and I think that's where this will end up, but I think it's only been a couple weeks at this point, and people say that he is having conversations with them, so I guess we'll see where it goes.
Well, but I think there should be more than just, and it's a two-sided thing, because if the Democrats in, they're going to have, you know, there has to be more transparency as to, because if McConnell was still on his feet, and this was a Democrat, and it was a Democratic administration, he would be pushing, you know that, he would be pushing hardest than anybody to, you know, we want proof of life. But now that the, you know, the coin has flipped over, or the shoe's on the other foot, and that's the big issue, you know. So,
no,
anyways, I'm getting off here, dude.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you have any thoughts on this or anything else. You know, Matt, somebody stole my America 250 paper.
What?
Remember that paper I used to have in here that said America 250 and it had all the dates of the events coming up?
You told me to put it in the public information file.
No, I told you to put the, hold on. No. Wait, now.
It's in the public information.
Whoa, now it's all coming out. You did it.
You told me to put it in
no,
the public information.
No, I had two papers. And one of them was about, it was the week before the fair.
You only gave me one paper.
No, there were two papers.
Well, I only got one.
No, there were two. I bet if you looked, there too. Because there were two. There was, one was, what was it that was going on? There were two things I was announcing, but one was happening, I think, the weekend before the fair. What was the weekend before the fair?
Is there still something happening?
Yes, there are things happening at the end of this month. That hasn't happened yet. There was something going on the Saturday. Was it the Saturday before the fair? Yes, I know what it was. Now, it was that flyer about the Summerfest over at Martin Luther King Park. Though I had those two flyers out here, and I said, put this in the public information file when Glenn came in, because it's over tomorrow, and we won't be back in the studio.
Well, it's in the public information.
And you put them both in there.
You gave me both of them.
See, a second ago you said there weren't both.
Well, I don't know. Look, I remember putting the one piece in there, because it was the one that said America 250, and I don't know. It didn't, well, I mean, it said America 250, but it was like, I don't know, some week of events. It's in the public information file.
And I was accusing people of stealing it.
Nope, nobody stole it. It's in a...
But why file. Would you put... Don't you look at
you
the...
You asked me to
no,
put it in
I
the
did
file.
Not. No, I yes. asked you to put the thing for the Black
no,
History Summerfest.
I put it.
Do you even see? You don't even remember the paper for the Black History Summerfest.
I don't go out of my way to put things in the file. I only put things in the file if you ask me.
When
to put
have
it in the
I
file.
Ever told you to put something in the file that had not happened yet?
You gave me the paper.
Oh my God! Go ahead, caller.
I didn't want to call back in, but I got to put Matt on the spot, sir, or both of you. So, Scott, you never thought at any point to just ask Matt, "Hey, Matt, did you do anything with that?"
Well, no, because this happened like 2 weeks ago, and he's not in here every day. I thought somebody had to sneak in. I'm usually in here when he's in here.
So you just assumed, and you assumed maybe like Matt was probably listening to the show at some point, and you'd miss, and you.
Well, I didn't even think to ask him now. I didn't say, Matt, did you steal the 250 thing?
Well,
I said
you brought it up. And brought it up and said, "Hey, I'm missing this paper." I knew the minute there was that slight pause, and he said, "What?"
See, there you go. See, and you said he was intelligent. You think this is intelligent behavior?
Asking.
You said he was intelligent. This is not intelligent behavior.
Well, intelligence has nothing to do with laziness.
Oh, well, here we no. If I gave you two papers and you know what the public information file is,
wait a minute, stop for a second. That was a kick in your teeth, Bubba. That wasn't mad. You're intelligent. You should have asked him. He's just not paying attention, and don't have nothing to do with intelligence. He's just not paying attention. When he's paying attention, he's still very intelligent.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if you know what the public information file is, and you know it's a file for flyers of events that have already taken place...
I'm not looking at the dates. You handed me papers.
That's
why. By his response, he asked you, he said, why are there still events? So in his mind, it was over.
He didn't know what's going on.
I didn't look at the paper.
Yes, you did look at the paper because you have read that paper.
Yeah, but reading it and consuming it are two different things. It's like listening to somebody, and you're sitting there listening to them, and you're waiting for them to shut the hell up, but you can't tell anything they just said.
Yeah, but here's the point. He said in the beginning, he said, you didn't give me two papers. Well, now he's conceding that, yes, you did give me two papers.
Well, he lies a little bit.
There you go. Yeah. That's right. A flat-out lie is what that was. He's going to the public information file now.
Yeah.
To see if it's in there.
You got to work on that, Matt.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right,
phone lines are open. Matt's going in the public information file now, and I bet he's going to find the America 250 paper and the flyer for the Summerfest, which is the one that should have went in the public information file, because that was over last Sunday. Ah, there it is. That's the one I gave you to put in there. Because that happened before the fair, so that was over. Now we'll see if the America 250 paper comes out. Oh, man. Here we are again at a crossroad. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So we've already found that the paper he said did not exist, did exist. And is in the file.
Got a lot of papers in this
thing. See, I don't think. See, that's right on top. That's the last one I gave you. I don't think the America 250 paper is in this file.
I'm pretty sure I put it up here.
Holy man! I think he did something with it because it was laying over here. I am positive.
There's a second one.
Okay, there might have been two. But I know that there. That America 250 paper is gone. And I'm not sure where it went.
It was like pink, wasn't it?
Blue and red, I think.
Blue and red.
I think it was more blue than red. It wasn't a glossy paper like those. See, now come to find out it's not in the public information file.
Look, I'm telling you, I put it in here.
Oh.
I don't know, maybe I got the papers mixed.
Did you shove it somewhere?
In the public information file.
Well, how come you came up with those? Those were right on top. They should have been right with those.
Well, they weren't.
Well, I don't think it is.
All right, thought I put it in here.
All right. Well, here we are.
Presbyterian Church.
Anybody have any thoughts? 740-383-9944. As Matt rifles through the public information file, the paper is not there. That I said has been hijacked.
Well, might have been hijacked.
Well, that's what I said, was it had been hijacked. And I don't know who would have hijacked it.
Huh? I thought I put it in there.
Holy bejesus. 740-383-9944. I'm going to look through my files down here again and see if I have it. This is where it should be. But it is not. You didn't find it?
Nope.
Okay. So I was right again. It was not in the public information file. So he didn't even know what he put in the public information file.
I told you, I didn't look at it.
No, but it was the Summerfest thing. We did figure that out.
It was just like the day that you told me to put those in there, I guess. I read the thing.
I know I did not give you the 250 paper to put in there because it wasn't time for the 250 paper to go in there.
I'm almost certain I put the thing in there.
Well, again... We're at the crossroads. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. And I'm telling you, I do not see anything where it should be. This paper is not over here. There's no papers on the floor. Somebody had to lift this thing. Isn't that something? Why would somebody want to steal the America 250 flyer? Of all papers to steal. Yep. All right. Anybody out there who wants to say something? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-99. Oh, he's made a mess over there now. 740-383-9944. Feel free to call in. Heaven knows we got time right now as I'm rifling through papers here. So, Matt, what did we learn from looking through the America 250 file?
I thought I put it in the America 250 file. I thought I put it in the public information file, the America 250 paper. But I
and we've learned what?
Apparently, I didn't pay attention to what paper you gave me.
And what was in the America 250 file, or the public information file?
It was the Summerfest thing.
Summerfest, like who had said?
I thought I put it in there.
Okay. So what did you do with it?
There's a lot of...
You were the only person, because you were here 10 o'clock that night.
I would have left it back on the desk. I wouldn't have left. I'm not going to take it. What am I going to do with it?
It's a good question. What are you going to do with it?
I didn't do anything with it. I thought I put it in the public information file, but it is not there.
Who would steal this? This is the most ridiculous thing to steal.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of papers in there. Maybe I just didn't look very well.
Do you see it on the floor over there anywhere? This is nowhere to be found. Does anybody have any idea what might have happened to this America 250 flyer? 740-383-9944. If you stole it.
A flyer? What is that one?
Where?
I figure you already looked at that because it's right on top.
This?
Yeah.
No, that's the one for the library.
Nobody stole that. Or the Mother's Day thing.
Oh no!
Just gone.
Maybe when this hour is over, I'll have to go through the public information file better.
Whatever. I think this is the women's club thing.
Home sweet home. Yeah, Marion Women's Club and
okay.
Home.
Okay. You know they have an ice cream social coming up.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They should hold more ice cream socials.
You know, I don't but there was something in the paper about them reinventing or something the ice cream social. Don't a lot of people still have ice cream socials?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, the only people
Oh, they
know.
Do. I just was reading about a church recently that was having an ice cream social.
Well, that's good, I guess. I mean, I heard that DeWine held an ice cream social.
There you go. For the 250. So back to the original question, do you think people are quiet cracking?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you can quietly crack.
You're not telling people. It's going on internally.
Well, I figure that if somebody was cracking, you'd be able to notice.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's always the case.
I figure they'd be like, I don't know, like irritable or... I don't know, depressed or something.
Well, some people are always irritable and depressed.
Well, then I don't think they're silently cracking.
No, but that's just their personality. That's just how they idle.
It's just that they... I don't know. I mean, I suppose it could be true, but I mean, if you're silently cracking, I don't know about it.
No, but the question is, do you think that people are? I do.
Well, I mean... I don't know. I could see it, I suppose. I mean, I don't know. People tend to not like to ask for help, I guess.
They do it because they want people to... I think there's an idea of what can anybody do? How can somebody help me?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'd rather just... I figure a lot of things you should just deal with by yourself. Everybody's got their own things going on.
Have you ever known somebody, and when you first met them, you thought, well, they've really got it together. And then after knowing them a while, you think, well, you know, they're kind of a screw-up. Kind of a, not that you dislike them, but you just realize what you thought they were and what they actually are two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mean, I don't really know what to say about it, but I definitely had it happen, yeah.
Well, give me a for instance.
I mean, I don't know. Like, there are people who I, you know, I don't know, like, rational people I thought they were rational people who, you know, the more and more you talk to them, the less rational they seem.
Right. And they never know that, though.
No, as a matter of fact, they think you're the irrational one.
Isn't that? They always blame it back on you. They always think, well, it must be you.
Well, I don't know. I think it's awfully interesting, though.
You know, good for them, I guess. Oh, did I tell you this whole thing about the, they were touting again? This is so sad. They were touting the history of WMRN archive again that somebody who used to work there's grandson is putting together. And I think it made the front page of the paper.
How do you archive shows that don't exist anymore?
Well, some of them do. Well, some stuff does.
Where? Like physical tapes?
Yeah. Oh. Like I have some, and I mean, there are some things. I think his grandfather kept some things. So there's that. But it's interesting to me that this is being put together, and it was put behind a paywall because it was in the Marion Star, so that's what it is. But, you know, I good luck to him with this project. But I think it's kind of a uphill battle because everybody's dead. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, you can only put together the shows he's got, I guess.
No, I'm just saying nobody can give you a real first-hand perspective.
Well, he's putting together an archive. I don't think he needs a first.
No. Now it's getting bigger every day. Now it's into a documentary.
So a documentary,
I guess.
On MRN with an archives.
I don't know. I don't understand how you can possibly do that.
I don't know. You could talk. There's nobody alive now from, like, MRN.
Very few. Very few. Especially if you're he seems to be dealing with the talk radio side. Very few.
I don't ever remember MRN being talk radio.
Well, that's what it started out as.
As long as I've been alive, it's been music.
No, the AM side was always talk. And the AM side predated the FM side.
Well, AM, yeah. You know, hey, did you hear that there was I think it was legislation put forward to take AM radios out of cars?
Yeah. That's too bad.
I mean, I don't know. There's nothing to listen to on that AM radio.
Oh, that's people. 700 WLW is still the biggest station in Ohio.
I used to listen to, I don't even remember, with 610, I think. I don't know, some, like, extremely conservative talk show.
I started out on AM radio.
You're old.
Yep, 1490 AM. I liked it.
Why?
Because it was talk-based. It was news, weather, information.
Yeah, but you can do the same thing on FM.
Yeah, but FM still at that time was very... It was the music side because it played in stereo. It was not mono. Most AM stations operate in mono. FM stations operate in stereo. This was the days before Napster and the internet, so if you wanted to hear a song off a CD without buying the CD, you had to listen to it on the radio. So most stations had an FM side that played music, and the AM side was talk.
How do all the, Frostwire, for example, how does Frostwire exist as a company?
I don't know.
It's literally you can just download it on Google Play and then pirate anything.
Well, movies, that's what Napster was.
Shows.
Well, that was the
videos.
Well, that was the starting of the end of
songs,
Napster.
Songs, obviously.
Well, Napster was the beginning of the end for FM radio.
So how is piracy illegal, but there's literally just companies that, like, their sole purpose in life is piracy?
Because there's some technicalities there that are very difficult to prove. Like, the rule is, because, okay, if I buy a CD, let's say, okay, and I go out and play the CD for somebody. Now, what's the difference than me taking that song and giving it to somebody? There isn't a whole lot of difference. So you got to draw the line on how are you doing this. Because to pirate the song, I had to buy the CD if that's the only way to get it. So I have paid my money for what I said I would pay my money for. So the line ended up being drawn on are you making money off of it? And if you're pirating it and not charging people for downloading it, then you're not making any money off of it. So
well,
it's kind of...
FrostWire's in business somehow. I can still get... I used to use...
Ads.
Probably. I don't remember. It's been years.
But you cannot charge somebody directly for downloading something that you don't own the copyright to.
So long as they don't charge me to pirate things, I can pirate all I want.
Well, that's why it's a hard thing right now. That's what they're trying to figure out. Because, well, I mean, if you
so goofy.
Okay, but if you if there was no pirating,
now, look, I've got nothing against pirates.
Now, wait a minute. Well, if there is no pirating, and you wanted a song, and you went out and bought the CD, okay, all 12 songs of whoever, and somebody said to you, one of your friends, "Hey, you know, I'd like to hear that CD," and you gave them that CD, is that pirating? They didn't pay for it.
I don't think FrostWire pays for it.
They got to get it from somewhere.
They pull a lot of stuff from YouTube. They pull a lot of stuff
Okay, where did the person from YouTube get it?
Well, I mean, I guess
somebody paid for it along the line. So the point is, once it's bought, do you have the right to share it with people?
I mean, I guess. I mean, how do you prevent me from listening to music?
Right, so there you go. So you got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think that if they're going to be worried about piracy, they should probably get rid of FrostWire and all the other companies. Like there's literally a website. I don't know if it's still around because, you know, you can use it. Used to be able to. Don't even know if it's around. But there used to be a website called, like, Pirates Bay. Literally, you could just pirate games, movies, same thing.
Well, it did in FM radio. It really did in radio to a certain extent.
Piracy?
Yeah. Because FM radio was always far more popular than AM radio.
Well, now you got Spotify.
But that didn't do it in. It was the pirating. It's that people could pull whatever song they wanted any time of the day.
You could do that on Spotify.
Yeah, but people aren't doing it on Spotify. YouTube is far more popular than Spotify.
Well, that's Spotify's also just music.
What does this have to... You're good at a tangent. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but there we go.
What was the question?
There was one. The statement was, that's what did in FM radio, was the fact that people could get the song on demand. Why sit there and listen to the radio for the song you want to hear to come up?
Okay, well, I guess my point with bringing up Spotify is it's only gotten easier to listen to things on demand.
But most people do not want to pay for something.
You can have Spotify for free.
They don't like the ads. They want to hear that song
there's
now.
There's going to be ads on the radio. There's going to be ads on YouTube. Anything that's
But an ad
free,
on YouTube is very quick.
I mean, depends. I mean, usually you can skip within 5 seconds.
I'm telling you what, I would not have Spotify because I don't want to listen to music all the time. If I hear a song, it's that one song, and I want to hear it right now, and that's it. Bam, and I'm done.
I love Spotify. I've got my songs organized into playlists by genre.
But that's you.
I've got, I love Spotify.
Right, but that's you. I'm just saying.
And I've had Spotify Premium since.
Why do you have Premium? Just listen to the ads.
Because you're only allowed a certain number of skips if you don't have Premium. You have ads. There's a few other stipulations.
There you go.
But,
which is my point.
I mean, it's like $9.99 a month.
Well, that's still money.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
you didn't have to pay for radio.
$10 is
radio is free.
Well, you had to buy the radio.
No, radio came with the car.
Well, you had to buy the car!
Well, yeah, but so did you, and now you're also paying $10 a month for service.
I guess.
You didn't pay anything for that radio every month to be in there. Turn on that station every morning, and there it was.
I suppose.
That's all I'm saying. And
but
that,
it's not on demand.
No, and that's the point. That's what did it in.
I think on demand has probably killed a lot of, scheduled things.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this,
that's where we started.
Yep. What's the point? What's the what's the point in sitting down and watching a show that starts at 6 if I can just record it and watch it whenever?
Right. Yeah. That's what did it in.
I mean, I think that's reasonable.
Okay.
I mean,
what does this have to do with an archive?
I don't know.
I never did give an answer on that. Nothing.
What about an archive?
Documentary? You want to see that?
Look, I still haven't watched the surviving OSU thing. Okay, I don't think I'm watching any. I'm not big on the movies or shows.
So what are you big on?
I like music. I read. I listen to audiobooks. I play games with my friends. I drive around. Not movies and TV.
Sounds exciting.
I hunt. I fish.
Okay.
I mean, I like to do things. I like to go to record stores. I got like 30 records now.
So a hobbyist.
I guess.
Well, there you go.
I have a record player, so I know people who have a lot of records who don't even have a record player, and that's unfathomable. Sometimes I feel like I'm old. I'll go home and I'll put on a vinyl and I'll lay on the couch and I'll watch and I'll read a book.
Oh, that's fascinating. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was